My name is Ray Cruz. I am 51 years old. And today's date is the 16th of September. It's the 17th of September, 2023. I am interviewing
Tiffany Cruz. I'm 41 on September 17th, 2013. Is it 13?
That's all right. All right, first question I will be asking Tiffany Cruz is, who was the love of your life?
Well, he died.
Let's just say, we're having a conversation, an interview.
The love of my life is my husband.
The love of my life?
Can you tell me about him or her? That's the question.
What's this to him? So.
Yeah. Talk about him.
He supports my family. We have two kids together. We have a lot of things in common. And we're working on our goal of getting a house.
Okay. Can you tell me the story of when you first fell in love?
With my husband?
Mm-hmm. That was too long ago. Do you remember a moment when it started to feel serious?
I mean, we were living together. Yeah. And we met each other online. And it just felt like real chemistry.
Can you tell me the story of your first kiss?
With my husband or with someone else?
Your first kiss.
My first kiss was in middle school. And it was my first boyfriend.
What was his name?
Aaron.
Okay. Can you tell me about any lessons you learned from your relationship?
Like what? What kind of relationship? Like in a love relationship?
Any relationship that you had?
Working through relationships, I guess, with my husband. We talk about things before we decide what we want to do. And when the kids come ask us, we always communicate. So communicate's like a number one thing in a relationship.
Do you have any wisdom to pass on about love?
Communication.
We got a little while to go here. How did you meet your spouse or / partner?
I already said I met him online on YouTube. Or not YouTube, but on Yahoo.
What caught your eye?
The computer.
I mean,
because we didn't see each other, did we? Until we saw each other.
Yeah. What kind of like text message that caught your eye to get your attention?
How he was interested in me.
And at one time, you were trying to go into the Navy, correct?
Correct. It didn't really work out that well.
But what sparked the interest about him? He was going to help you with the ASVAB, I guess?
Yes.
Okay. What do you love most about him?
I don't know.
You don't know what you love most?
Your humor and our interests in things.
Okay. Sure. We got 4 more minutes to do. Was there a moment when you knew he was the one?
Yes.
Elaborate more on that, please.
He is what I prayed for.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say.
Can you tell me about some of your happiest moment together?
when we got married in March of 2014, enjoying our two children, having family time, and then we have our traditions with our families as well.
What was the most difficult moment?
When his mom passed.
Why was that difficult for you?
Because you're my heart, and your heart kind of died when your mom died. And my grandmother died too. Hmm. So that was a very bad timing. And my dog.
So do you say that he's helped you get through your worst moments?
Not always. I mean, you let me cry it out. Of course, I'm in like the worst person when I do cry it out. But you let me have my space, basically.
Do you think that I'm a person that likes to listen to your stories?
Not always. You always tell me to go.
What kind of fun do on date nights when we have date nights?
We go to movies. We go to dinner. You like dinners and shows and plays, which are fun too. But my favorite is always the movies.
So when you say the movies,
action films.
How many movies do we actually watch together?
Why would I have that?
Which ones are your favorite ones to go watch with?
The Fast and Furious trilogy. And we also watch Mission Impossible. And there was one more. What's the other one that we watch?
Equalizer.
Okay. I watched it last night, so.
But, let me see. We got one more question I can ask you here.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Is your second marriage better than your first marriage?
Yeah, my second marriage is always better than my first marriage.
Why do you say that?
Because my first wife was a control freak.
And I am not.
No. You let me do what I need to do. One last word. What is the most lovable moment that you like? In one moment, would you like to see in the future of our relationship involved?
Living happy and traveling, probably. Maybe travel. I mean, I know you have traveled with your career and now you're retired, but just living.
Just living.
Everyday life till our last.
Okay. Thank you for this interview, Ms. Cruz. And everybody who's listening, peace out.